today's video, I'm going to talk about the Black nobility and its history, and I'm just going to get right into it. A lot of people aren't familiar with the term Black nobility, and that is because there is not that much information on this group of people. But the truth is, it is my belief that the Black nobility royal families are the aristocratic families that actually run the world today. So let's get into it. The Black nobility's roots are traced back to the Venetian oligarchs of Khazar, otherwise known as the Khazarians, and I'm sure most of you have probably heard that term by now. These Khazarians married into Roman royal houses in the early part of the 12th century, and after the Khazarian victory over the Arabs, the future emperor Constantine V married a Khazar princess, and their son became Emperor Leo IV, also known as Leo the Khazar. The Black nobility are traditionally defined as Roman aristocratic families who overthrew the Pope and the Papal States and took over any nobles who were in allegiance to the Pope. Now, that's very important. Before the rise of the Roman Empire and their dominant power, existed a very specific cartel of oligarchical families, and these were mainly in Persia, Greece, Babylon, and Phoenicia. And over a period of time, there were successions and newly emerging empires due to the Persians, who were conquered by the Greeks. And the Greeks were conquered by the Romans. And it was this period of time which resulted in a lot of marriages between different oligarchical families and bloodlines and empires. And this led to the expansion of this ancestry that eventually settled in Venice, known as the Black nobility. Sorry, some people don't like listening to the actual history. It can be very boring information, but I do think it's important to trace it back to where it actually started from. And another interesting fact is a lot of these go back to the Crusades and in the Middle East. And the first of the three Crusades in the Middle East and the capturing of Jerusalem from the Muslims around the year 1123 established the power base of families living in the Republic of Venice. And during this time, they captured significant trading routes through Syria, Israel, and the Arabian Peninsula. The Venetians were able to develop and provide military support for the Crusaders into the Middle East. And this is how Venice became an economic trading powerhouse. Okay, so the Black nobility established themselves in Venice, and one thing that I've always said was all power comes down to resources. Look at any resource on the planet, trace it back to who owns it, and that is the ruling class. Now, the Venetian oligarchs believed they had the right to rule. They believed they were born to rule as an elite, while the rest of the population would be condemned to slavery and oppression. And one thing that the majority of oligarchs believe were the writings and teachings of Aristotle. Aristotle claimed that slavery is necessary because some are born to rule and others are born to be ruled. The Venetian oligarchs were known to use tactics such as controlling money and looting. Divide and conquer is their mantra, and everything that they touched turned into war. We still see that happening today. Their essence can be summed up with the word empire, and they identify as a master race while everyone else are identified as slaves. The Black nobility were and are known for creating chaos and breaking down civilizations. And these families gained power and influence strictly due to trading rights of goods, their ability to dominate human affairs, depressions, wars, famine, and plagues, especially the Black Plague and the 30 Years' War. which both have links to Venetian intelligence. The Venetian intelligence assisted Genghis Khan while he attacked and wiped out powers that resisted the Venetian bankers. Okay, Genghis Khan, like, that guy pillaged so much territory. Okay. The Venetian oligarchy transferred many of the family assets to Northern Europe, which created the emergence of the Bank of England, which became the leading bank of the 18th century. The Venetians were responsible for convincing their ally, Edward III of England, to wage war with France, which became the Hundred Years' War. And it was this war that threw France into chaos before Joan of Arc defeated the English. Joan of Arc was born from a peasant family, but she was canonized as a Catholic saint. Joan of Arc was known to cross-dress, okay, which is an interesting fact. She would wear men's military clothing to avoid being raped because the uniforms were so hard to get on and off. Cross-dressing in the Middle Ages was considered a capital crime, which is very interesting because the ruling class are gender inverted, and they invert everything and then gaslight everybody else for doing it themselves. And this is still going on today. And what's really crazy is that Joan of Arc was actually executed by burning because of this. The Venetians really came to power when they married into the House of Guelph. The Guelphs supported and backed William III, who was from the House of Orange, as he took over the throne of England. And this victory over England resulted in the creation of the Bank of England and the East India Company, which have ruled the world since the 17th century. Now, the East India Company was an international drug trade trafficking, mainly opium. And I'm sure most of you have probably heard about this by now. And these operations were eventually transferred to London, and it is London who controls and owns the United States. Washington, D.C., London, and Vatican City are, in essence, Catholic establishments under international maritime law. They all have the same Egyptian monolith, the same obelisk, which symbolizes the sun god Ra. And the black nobility believes that Ra is the sun, and with his unblinking, all-seeing eye, he will enlighten and illuminate. The royal family of England, the Windsors, descend from the House of Guelph, and the Guelphs are also intertwined with the German House of Hanover. Another close black nobility family in England are the Grosvenors. Now, this family still owns at least 300 acres of land, and Grosvenor Square in London is owned by the family, and it is where the American Embassy is located. No coincidence. The House of Habsburg of Austria is another black nobility family that remains in power today. Karl von Habsburg is currently the leader, and he is the son of Otto von Habsburg, who was one of the strategic drivers of the European Union. The key objectives of the European Union include keeping Russia out of Europe and keeping Europe a Catholic superstate. The Oldeskalchis, the House of Oldeskalchi, are considered to be one of the top black nobility families on earth and have command over CERN. Their ancestry traces back to Cernobbio, Italy, which is where the name derives. Fabiola Giannotti is the current Roman director, and if you study the logo, you can see three sixes. Tom Cruise married Katie Holmes at the Oldeskalchi Castle in Italy. And the great granddaughters of Mussolini still run the Order of the Roman Aquila, which is Roman military. Now, these families earned the title of black nobility from their ruthless lack of morality. They are untraditionally described for employing murder, rape, kidnapping, assassination, robbery, and all manner of deceit on a grand scale. operating with no hesitation to attaining their objectives and worldly agendas and goals. These families all have immense wealth. Money is power, and the most powerful of the Black nobility families are located in Italy, Germany, Switzerland, Britain, Holland, Spain, Portugal, Greece, and many more. And in the beginning, these families moved to Rome to serve as a benefit to connect with the Vatican. Many of the members of the Black nobility families also became high-ranking clergy of the Vatican and even popes. The Black nobility papal families that have gone extinct since then are the Aldobrandinis, Savelli, Caetani, Farnese, and Conti. The House of Savoy, a Black nobility family, was established in the year 1003, and this family grew in power from ruling a few countries in the Alpine region, such as France, Switzerland, and Monaco, to becoming the absolute rule of the Kingdom of Sicily in the 1700s. The Savoy family entered Rome in 1870 and overthrew the Pope and the Papal States and took over. And this marked the end of a 1300-year rule of Papal Rome. At the time, the Pope was seen as both the spiritual and political leader of not just Rome, but most of Europe. And because of this takeover, Italy and Rome would be under the control of a secular political government. And this is how people like Mussolini was able to reign as a fascist leader for so long. So after this takeover happened, the Pope confined himself to Vatican City and claimed to be a prisoner in the Vatican. He avoided the appearance of accepting the authority of the new Italian government and state. And since then, the Black nobility has been in control of the Vatican and the Holy See ever since. The Holy See, also called the See of Rome, it is the jurisdiction of the Pope. Holy See is the jurisdiction of the Catholic Church and international law which governs Vatican City. There are two kinds of laws that rule this world. The first is civil law. This is the law of the land. The second law is Uniform Commercial Code, otherwise known as the UCC. This is the law of God in the world of business, and it doesn't matter what country you live in, you and your business are working under the UCC. The UCC is based directly on canon law, which is the law of the Catholic Church. Canon law is a system of laws and legal principles created by the Catholic Church to enforce specific behaviors and actions of individuals. The people who enforce these laws are members of the Roman Catholic Church. So these people are bishops, popes, priests, deacons, etc. Those who are versed and skilled in canon law, professors of canon law, these people are called canonists. And canonist is just a fancy term for lawyer. Lawyers who understand canon law. So the word canon comes from the Greek word kanon, which means measuring stick, or in other words, the rule or the norm. So if you fast forward to 1929, you have the Lateran Treaty, which established a truce between the Italian government and the Vatican. This treaty was important, basically making the Vatican exempt from taxes and gave the Black nobility family members dual citizenship in Italy and Vatican City. Many of the Black nobility houses have died out, but the houses that still exist are the House of Colonna, Massimo, Orsini, Ruspoli, Pallavicini, Theodoli, Sacchetti, Borghese, Oldescalchi, and Ludovisi. The Black nobility families believe that they have a divine right to rule, and when Queen Victoria, the matriarch of the Venetian Black Guelphs, died in 1901, and the Black nobility believed that in order to gain worldwide control, it would be necessary for the members to go into business with non-aristocratic leaders of corporate business on a global scale. And in the 1900s, the doors to ultimate power and selling out were opened to what the Black nobility referred to as the commoners. So this decision by the Black nobility led to commercial marriages between old Black nobility families of Venice and Genoa with the Anglo-American financial juggernauts. These Anglo-American powerhouses included the Bush family, the Morgans, the Goldmans, the Lehmans, the Sachs, the Schroeders, the Rockefellers, and the Rothschilds. The union of the Black nobility with American families led to the establishment of the international drug trade, which began with the East India Company. And the parent company of the Committee of 300 and international espionage that was birthed at the Bank of England. And it is these families that have spawned, intermarried, and worked closely with the Russian mafia, Sicilian mafia, the American Italian mafia, the Armenians, the Israelis, the Greeks, the royal family of Iran, Afghanistan, the Vatican, the Jesuits, Chinese triad gangs, Hollywood, the British monarch, Scottish nobility, Spanish nobility, French gangs, the Knights of Malta, South American drug cartels, and more. These powerful and wealthy groups all work together to remain in total control, to stay powerful and wealthy. The network has grown tremendously since the early 1900s. And if you really want to break down how they have so much money and power, it comes from dominating raw materials such as gold, copper, zinc, lead, and tin. And it is no accident that London is where most of the commodity exchanges happen. These Black nobility families have their tentacles in every secret or private organization in the world. The Club of Rome, the United Nations, Bilderberg, Trilateral Commission, Committee of 300, Council on Foreign Relations, Tavistock, the World Economic Forum, fraternities, and more. The Black nobility predates the Illuminati and Freemasonry by many hundreds of years. The alliance of Freemasonry and the Illuminati was created in 1782 during the Congress of Wilhelmsbad, only to further expand the influence of the Black nobility. There was a Mason, a Freemason by the name of Francis de Veroux, who was a French nobleman who wrote a book about the French Revolution. And in that book, he detailed the importance of this meeting with Jesuit Adam Weishaupt and the coming together of these two groups. So when we think about power and wealth, you can look no further than the Black nobility. These families have all the wealth, trillions, like even more than that. And it was the cult of Apollo that created the Roman Empire and enslavement through debt. Now, these traditions have been passed down to the elites that, you know, run the world today, and they are still using these same methods to brainwash and control the world. And the quickest way into the minds and hearts of people is through global communication. And the Bible once said that the devil dwells at Pergamo, and Pergamo is now known as modern day Turkey. And I think it's really bizarre that Robert Maxwell, the father of Ghislaine Maxwell, ran a successful business called Pergamo Press. And the god of Pergamo, which is still worshipped today, is a live serpent and is the snake god of medicine, Asclepius. The rod of Asclepius is now the logo for modern medicine, which is used by all health physicians called the Caduceus. And in the book of Numbers, God told Moses to erect the bronze serpent rod from Asclepius to protect the Israelites who could die from fiery serpents. The son of Apollo is the Illuminati's term for Antichrist, and the son of Apollo is Asclepius. And Asclepius's mother, her name is Coronis. Coronis. Now, it's important to note that in Greek mythology, Asclepius became so good at healing that he surpassed both Chiron and his father, Apollo, and was able to evade death and bring others back to life. And this caused an influx of human beings, and Zeus resorted to killing him to maintain balance in the numbers of the human population. So it's interesting that the Illuminati's version of the Antichrist is a healer of humans. So, but this healer of humans, wants to maintain balance by killing people. And that's kind of in line with what's going on right now. And something that I've always questioned, who is the real Antichrist? And a lot of people believe that the Antichrist already came and went with Nero. But some would argue today that it's probably the Pope. I lean more towards the Antichrist having to be involved with these black nobility families going back to the Roman Empire, because I do believe a lot of this is biblical, but time will tell. And it is the black nobility who practice human sacrifice and perform black mass rituals. These black mass rituals were invented by Catherine de' Medici, and they were practiced in the courts of Louis XIV, a French nobility Catholic king. The members of mass wear these things called the talisman, which are necklaces that are thought to hold magical powers through the children of demons. Asmodeus was one of Lucifer's followers and one of the seven princes of hell. And in the classification of demons, this is where we get the seven deadly sins. Each prince of hell represents one of the deadly sins. And it is the children of these princes of hell who are worshipped at these black nobility rituals. In both the Holy Bible and the Jewish Bible, these princes are referred to as false gods. The black nobility calls these deities, an El, E-L, where the word elite derives. The black nobility families that operate currently are as follows. The first one is the House of Pallavicini. They are top members of international banking, owners of the Armenian mafia, the Lucchese crime family, and they are related to Iranian royals. The Aga Khan family of Iran royalty are the heads of Mizrahi Ismailism, and they have very close ties to the Vatican and Italy. And you can trace this family to the Bush family, particularly George H.W. and his son George W. Bush. The Bush family are directly related to the von dem Bush family of Germany. They were all interconnected in regard to the war on Iraq. Iran and Iraq have been at odds ever since Iraq banned the Jesuits from the country after they established colleges to use as, quote, infiltration. And it's alleged that the Armenian mafia is headquartered in Hollywood, working under the Russian mafia. The American mafia is massive, and the Gambinos are the most dominant mafia in the United States because they use violence and force to control others. I mean, a lot of mafias do that, but the Gambinos are the biggest. These men are allegedly owned by the House of Gaetani. The Gambinos were indicted for sex trafficking underage girls just recently. These men use blackmail to intimidate politicians, bankers, and businessmen to create, quote, protection. It has been written that the Philly mob is actually part of the Gambino crime syndicate and is dubbed the most powerful mafia on the planet. Prince Raffredo Gaetani is the top owner of the Gottis and the Philly mob. Prince Raffredo dated Donald Trump's ex-wife Ivana for years. Donald Trump's Atlantic City casino was built by the Philly mob, and Trump is known for being friends with many wise guys and street guys. Trump's longtime lawyer, Roy Cohn, was a lawyer for the Gambinos and had bizarre associations with the Boys Town scandal in Omaha. And if you want to know more about Trump, I really suggest going back and listening to my interview with the Black Pill podcast as I get really deep into Trump. A guy named John Elkann, who is a descendant of the Gaetani family, is the CEO of Exor, which owns Fiat Chrysler, Ferrari, The Economist Group, CNH Industrial, and other companies. And this family is also intermarried with the Rothschilds and the Brandolinis. The House of Orsini allegedly owns the Cleveland Crime Syndicate and factions of the Israeli Mafia. This family intermarried with the Rosenberg family, and together they oversee the Rosicrucian order, allegedly. The Rosicrucians are alchemists, and alchemy is the manipulation of the body and mind. So think cologne or perfume. That is an example of alchemy. The Orsini family works very closely with the Merck family, who created the Merck Pharmaceutical Company. The Merck company created ecstasy, which is otherwise known as MDMA, in 1912. And the Merck family also had a bank, which took over the Rothschild Bank during World War II. The Cleveland crime family has a close alliance with the Detroit Mafia. Paul Rosenberg, who is Eminem's manager, is part of this crime syndicate as well. And Pepe Orsini of this powerful Roman bloodline is allegedly the Grey Pope. It cannot be proven, but that's what a lot of people say, and is the king of the Holy Roman bloodline. And what's interesting is the number three. The number three is very popular in Freemasonry. Your first step in Freemasonry includes three distinct knocks. There are three degrees, the last being the Master Mason, which is the most important degree of all. There were three original grandmasters, and there are three top officers, which are the worshipful master, the senior warden, and the junior warden. There are three greater lights in Freemasonry as well, and there are three lesser lights. The Freemasons' three famous words are wisdom, strength, and beauty. And of course, we know that the highest degree in Scottish Rite has two threes, which makes 33. In Christianity, there is the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The number three is significant in many initiatory and spiritual traditions. You know, there were two additional men that were crucified at the time of Jesus. Jesus was crucified at the third hour. He was on the cross for 3 hours, and he rose from his grave on the third day. There were three wise men that gave three gifts. And along with Christianity, there is an additional two main Abrahamic religions, which is Judaism and Islam. And in the Bible, Peter denies knowing Jesus three times, and then later says that he loves him three times. And both 666 and 777 consists of three digits, and those are very popular spiritual numbers. And during Jesus's ministry, he raised three people from the dead and also fulfilled the three offices of prophet, priest, and king. Time is divided into three parts: the past, present, and the future. Three is the first of four perfect numbers. Now, why does this number three seem so prominent in our existence? You know, how does Christianity cross-reference with Freemasonry? And is there a connection between the two? I wanted to bring that up because I think that the lines get very blurred when you talk about Freemasonry being different from Catholicism and Catholicism being different from Judaism and Islam. Because at the end of the day, they are all very, very, very similar. And they all extend from the Black nobility's teachings and beliefs. And a perfect example of this is the Black nobility's Trinity, which is the Vatican, London, and Washington, D.C. The House of Borghese allegedly owns the Pittsburgh crime family and the Sicilian Mafia, and they are part owners of the Vatican. They have been known to launder money through casinos and have intermarried with the Jewish Warburg family and the Aldo Brandini family. The Aldo Brandini family owns the New Jersey Mafia and many wineries in Long Island. The Italian and Greek mafias have infiltrated the United States, especially New York and New Jersey, dominating in cocaine smuggling, heroin markets, professional sports rigging, casino rigging, and human trafficking. The Medici family are owners of certain Italian and Detroit clans, allegedly. They are interconnected with international banks and financial groups such as HSBC and BlackRock. I've all heard that before. The Medici family has an alliance with the Jewish French Dreyfus family, who owns a private bank called Dreyfus and Sons in Switzerland. Many of these Italian noble families have banks in Switzerland, and there have been four Medici popes and members of royalty, including queens and Nazis. The Medicis married into the Savoy family, who originally established the Black nobility in the year 1003. The Medicis have a statue of Hermes at their palace in Rome, and this is a nod to the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn. The Chigi family allegedly owns the Albanian mafia, and the Albanian mafia operates out of New York, London, and Israel. The Chigi family can be connected to Nazis and many Zionists. Their family motto is, "It shines on the top," referring to the Illuminati pyramid, the all-seeing eye. The Chigi family once oversaw the Sovereign Military Order of Malta and knighted several high-level Nazis. Under their Pope, Alexander VII, they established the headquarters of the Equestrian Order of the Holy Sepulchre of Jerusalem. The Chigi papal coat of arms has six hexagrams on it, just like the Zionist symbol. The Savoy family allegedly owns the Venetian mafia, the Genovese crime family, and parts of the Greek mafia. They are also connected to Russian royals and Vladimir Putin through joint ventures in Monte Carlo and Monaco through casinos. The Savoy family intermarried with the Belgian royal family, and the Lucchese crime family are Venetian nobles and part owners of the Lucchese crime family in America, as well as the Greek and Israeli mafia. The Lucchese family claims ancestry from the Lombard kings, who intermarried with the House of Habsburg and the House of Bourbon, who have intermarried with the Royal Family House of Luxembourg. Gary Lucchese is a Hollywood producer and agent of the family, and he actually produced the movie Gotti, The Rise and Fall of the Real Life Mafia Don. A lot of these guys are behind some of the mafia movies, like Coppola. The House of Savoy and Black nobility used Mussolini to establish the Vatican as a nation and to weaken and persecute their opposition in Italy. And the Mussolini family still live in Rome and they have married within Italian nobility. The Ruspoli family, another Black nobility family, are owners of the Montreal, Mexican, and South American drug cartels. The Ruspolis intermarried with the Matarazzos of Brazil, and they have several family members who live in these countries. They also intermarried with the American billionaire Getty family of Scottish ancestry. There's a lot of craziness behind the Getty family. Hollywood actor Olivia Wilde, who's actually a man, was once married to Tao Ruspoli, who I believe was born a woman. And a member of this noble family. Many members of this family are members of the Constantinian Military Order of St. George, which is also overseen by the House of Bourbon. Many members of this family also married into the Romanian House of Dragos. The Colonna family are part owners of the Vatican and owners of the Knights of Columbus. They descend from the Counts of Tusculum, which produced six popes. This family oversees the Colombo crime family and the Chicago Outfit. The Knights of Columbus are a Vatican military order that specializes in infiltrating police departments and brainwashing officials. And it has been written that this family dominates the cocaine industry and has deals with South American cartels. Another Black nobility family that is still around today is the Massimo family. They are top owners of the Italian mafia. And the Massimos have authority over Apollo Global Management, which manages more than $240 billion in assets. Tony Ressler is a covert Knight of Malta and Jesuit educated from Georgetown who co-founded Apollo Global Management. Apollo Global Management owns Constellis Holdings, which now owns the mercenary company Blackwater. The Massimos produced two popes for the Vatican over 1500 years and created the Jesuit Massimiliano Massimo Institute in Rome, where Mario Draghi, the president of the European Union Central Bank, was educated. The Massimos also ran the Jesuit Mondragon College, which produced numerous presidents, and it has been written that Prince Fabrizio Massimo is the real head of the black nobility. Now, obviously, nobody can prove that. I cannot prove that, but the Massimos have been presidents for many Jesuit colleges, and they have established many Jesuit colleges worldwide. Another family is the Sforza family, which is spelled Sforza. The Sforza family oversees the Seattle crime family. The Sforza coat of arms has a serpent eating a child. The Seattle crime family are known for sex trafficking and owning strip clubs on the West Coast. And it is my belief that Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, and the Pelosi crime family, also the Newsoms, are all agents of the Sforza family. The Sforza family are ancient nobility who once ruled Milan and manipulated the Milan Stock Exchange. Current Italian billionaires are connected with Milan and the Sforza family. Leonardo Del Vecchio acquired Sunglasses Hut, Ray-Ban, Oakley, and is connected to the Sforza family. In the film Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal Lecter's mother's maiden name is Sforza. That tells you anything. The oldest Scalcis are owners of the Serbian mafia and are Roman and Hungarian nobility. This family also works with the Israeli mafia and has many residences in London. And like I mentioned before, Tom Cruise, who is a top Scientologist, was married at the oldest Scalci castle to Katie Holmes and was covertly knighted by them. The oldest Scalci family oversees CERN in Switzerland, and Sanremo, Italy, is where many Jesuit centers reside until they were acquired by the oldest Scalci family in the 1770s. And what's really interesting is that the word Scalci means scales, which also refers to justice. And we know that the Supreme Court is run by the Jesuits. And I believe Supreme Court Justice John Roberts is an agent of this family specifically. John Roberts was also a professor at Jesuit Georgetown, a member of Phi Beta Kappa, and was on the Jeffrey Epstein flight log. Another family is the House of Torlonia. The Torlonia family are a top Roman banking authority and are the Vatican's treasurers. Many Torlonias have management positions at the Vatican as prince assistants to the papal throne. This family are part owners of the Bonanno crime family, Pittsburgh crime family, Kansas City crime family, and the drug cartels of Mexico. The Torlonias have intermarried with the House of Bourbon, the royal family of Luxembourg, where private banking is used for money laundering. The Luxembourg royals attend yearly meetings for the International Monetary Fund, otherwise known as the IMF. The Torlonias have had banking business with the Rothschilds for centuries and banking business in Italy. Prince Guillaume of Luxembourg is also an Italian prince of Parma through his grandfather, Prince Felix, who was from the House of Bourbon Parma. I know it gets confusing. He's also Jesuit educated from Georgetown. So there's many patterns with these people. They're all Jesuit educated. They created these Jesuit establishments. They are the ruling class. The next one is the House of Saxe-Coburg and Gotha. They are one of the biggest royal families in Europe, and this clan intermarried with the Habsburgs, the Wittelsbachs, and are allied with the Vatican. An American family descendant of this clan are the Steinbrenners of New York, who own the New York Yankees. Many Nazi officers and politicians descend from this family as well. This family, along with the Rothschilds, helped engineer the birth of the Nazis and World War II, which was a financial power move for both houses. This family is a group of white supremacists who support groups like the KKK. This family has Ashkenazi blood, and one of the descendants is Samuel Sachs, who is the co-founder of Goldman Sachs. This family has most of their money in Switzerland and Denmark, and has residences all over the world, including Mexico, where they push Nazi ideology. And David Duke, the Grand Wizard of the KKK, went to Louisiana State University and met Prince Andreas of Saxe-Coburg and Gotha. And it was rumored that the prince recruited this guy to be his top Nazi propagandist. Now the next one is the House of Bourbon Two Sicilies. This is currently being run by Prince Carlo, and Prince Carlo oversees the New England crime family, the Cuban mafia, and the crime families in Florida. When we get to the top tiers of world power structures, we have the United Nations, the Jesuits, and the Vatican. And above them are the Knights of Malta, the Constantine Order of St. George, and the Royal Order of St. Francis. And if you want to know who oversees these groups, it is Prince Carlo, the current head of the House of Bourbon. Prince Carlo is also top authority over the Jesuits and Pope Francis. The New Orleans crime family is owned by the French House of Orleans, which is under the House of Bourbon as well. Now, Prince Carlo took over the House of Bourbon in 2008 when his father, Prince Ferdinand, died. And Prince Carlo is a descendant of Prince Rainier, the former head of the House of Bourbon. Now, where have we heard that name before? Keith Raniere was the leader of Nexium, the sex cult. Prince Carlo's role as head of the House of Bourbon makes him superior over two groups, and they are the Sacred Military Constantine Order of St. George and the Royal Order of Francis. The Sacred Military Constantine Order of St. George is a non-governmental organization that was established in 1718 as the sole international Catholic order alongside the Knights of Malta. The Knights of Malta and the Sacred Military oversee international law that governs the Vatican, otherwise known as the Holy See, and has permanent observer status at the United Nations. All members of the Sacred Military and the Knights of Malta must be descendants of the Black nobility. There are no exceptions. This royal order is responsible for choosing the people who hold consultation positions at the ECOSOC, which stands for Economic and Social Council at the United Nations. ECOSOC is all about sustainable development. It is Agenda 2030. ECOSOC also has ties to the World Economic Forum, which was founded by Klaus Schwab, a German engineer and economist, and we know who Klaus Schwab is by now. The second group that Prince Carlo oversees is the Royal Order of Francis. The first was founded in 1829 as a merit award to members of the Black nobility for their public service. The Royal Order of Francis I is the equivalent of the Order of the Golden Fleece in Spain. And John F. Kennedy and Jackie, when they honeymooned in Mexico, they stayed at the Mexican president's villa, where Jackie wrote this famous poem, and it reads, this is about JFK. He would find love, he would never find peace, for he must go seeking the golden fleece. Okay, the golden fleece. This is the Black nobility Jackie was talking about. The Buffalari family, which is another Black nobility family, they are owners of the Buffalo and the Buffalino crime family. This family has Roman ties that are several hundred years old, and this family is involved in private yachting and human trafficking. It has been written that the Buffalinos operate near Scranton, Pennsylvania, where the Jesuit College, University of Scranton, is located. Joe Biden is from Scranton and has two honorary degrees from this Jesuit school. Hunter Biden also attended Georgetown and served as a Jesuit after college, which most people do not know. Terry Pegula, who owns the Buffalo Bills and the Buffalo Sabres and the Black River Entertainment, which is a country music industry, is a member of this family. He's a billionaire from Pennsylvania and was Jesuit educated in Scranton as well. And he used to work under the American Getty family, who married into the Rispoli Black nobility family. See, these people are all connected. Terry Pegula currently resides in Boca Raton, Florida, which is where this mafia headquarters is, allegedly. And the last one that I discovered is the Lanza family. The Lanza family, which is actually Lanza di Scalia, House of Lanza di Scalia. This family owns the Lanza crime family of San Francisco. The Lanzas would ultimately be under control of the Gambinos through infiltration of the East Coast Senator Andrew Lanza of New York. This can all be traced back. Andrew Lanza is not coincidentally a Jesuit educated and former FBI agent. The Lanza family claims to be descendants of the Bavarian Wittelsbach royal family. And remember Sandy Hook. Hey, remember Robbie Parker, the dad who lost his daughter to the shooter who was laughing hysterically just seconds before being filmed for at CNN? Okay, who was the shooter? Adam Lanza. Okay, and now if you look at pictures of Adam Lanza, he looks like David Hogg. David Hogg is that little crazy guy with the crazy eyes who's always, he's like a political mess. But anyway, David Hogg's dad is also an FBI agent. There are other houses of the Black nobility, which I really didn't want to get into today, but you could definitely do your own research. And they are the House of Wettin from Belgium, the House of Bernadette from Sweden, the House of Liechtenstein from Denmark, the House of Hohenzollern from Germany, the House of Hanover, Germany. The House of Orange, which is the Netherlands, House of Wittelsbach, Germany, House of Braganza, Portugal, House of Nassau, Luxembourg, and the House of Habsburg, which is Austria, which I talked about a little bit. And also the House of Zogu, which is Albania. But anyway, that's all for me today. I think it's very important to remember that our modern banking system actually originated in Italy. And among them, we can blame the Medici family, which also I wanted to point out again that the Medicis are connected to BlackRock. So, say what you want about the Jews and the Zionists and all this stuff, but I really do believe that this powerhouse ruling class elite truly is the Black nobility. They are the people behind the curtain. It is not the people on the world stage. They are just the puppets of these shadow figures. So I hope that this video opened some doors, opened some minds, and answered any questions you might have had about who the Black nobility is and how they operate and how they got here and who some of these families are. So that is all for me today. Thank you so much for listening to me rant. I hope you learned something, and I will see you very soon.